Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning midweek. My goodness gracious, it is flying by. Wednesday morning, January the 31st, 2024, last day of the month, in the month of January. How can that be? What do we got? 33 degrees, excuse me, and cloudy skies here this morning. I tell you, we've got so much ground to cover on this show this morning. I can't even speak at this particular point. We've got so much ground to cover, so stick with us here. We've got a great 2 hours coming up this morning. Let's try to get into it. Let's do the trivial stuff first, and then we'll get into the bigger stuff. And by the way, I want to thank everybody who participated in the program yesterday by calling in. I hope you're there with me again today because we had a lot of fun yesterday. I always enjoy the phone calls. I think we learn together. I think we have a great time together. I think we laugh. It's a lot of fun, and we'll continue on. Now, quickly here, remember today is Free Medium Friday at McDonald's, January 31st only. You know what? I was through there this morning, and I did not get this. I announced this on the air, and I don't even... why didn't I order this? I've already been through this morning. And it says, order ahead in the app to save time. But you know what? I didn't use the app, but it doesn't say you have to use the app. So I guess I've missed out on my medium fry already. But anyway, January 31st, 2024, Free Medium Friday today. And you can also earn double points on any breakfast order when you use the app. Now, that does say only on the app. Why the last day of January is Free Medium Friday, I don't really know. But there you go. Go get your free medium fry today at lunch. Maybe they don't have fries in the morning. Can you get fries before breakfast ends? I don't think you can. So maybe I didn't miss out on much. Maybe I'll get a free medium fry before the day is over. One more note on McDonald's this morning, because this was a banner day for McDonald's. Let me tell you right now. Because as I've said, McDonald's gives you a receipt when you pay your bill, like most businesses do. And McDonald's has a little a gimmick going, like a lot of businesses do, that if you take a survey and you print the number on your receipt, you can turn it back in for a free item. And I turn mine back in for free drinks. And this went very well for a while. I think you can do it 5 times a month, but that's it. So anyway, since about October, it's been a while now, nobody has changed the receipt paper at the McDonald's that I go to on Route 95. And it was absolutely impossible to read the code to put into the computer to take the survey. So this morning, lo and behold, the last day of January, after 4 months of not being able to take the survey, and they knew it too, they had put the new ink in the receipt paper machine. And I can now see the receipts to take the survey. Now, that's a heavenly moment right there. And it was funny because when the girl handed me the receipt this morning, she said, now make sure you take the survey. You can read it now. So we're all good on that front. Now, one more interesting thing happened this morning at McDonald's. You know, it was truck day. Wednesday's truck day out here on Route 95. I was going through the drive-thru. And this was a weird thing because normally the machine comes on, the automated machine comes on, and thank you for coming to McDonald's. We'll be with you in 1 second. Okay, that happened. And then a live voice came on the line and says, will you be using the McDonald's app today? And I said, no. And they said, the live voice came back on and said, well, you should use it. There's a lot of great deals on there. Now, you know, here's the thing. I've used the app. I think the app is great. The app is good. Nothing wrong with the app. But this woman was a little determined this morning that I should be using the app. Apparently now they're just going to tell you, listen, you should be using it. If you're not using it, you're out of your mind. You just aren't on par with everybody else. Because that's what it felt like. And frankly, when I'm just going there for a diet soda in the morning, and I'm not ordering anything else, and it's first thing in the morning, you know, you don't really want to be berated by the McDonald's speaker box telling you that you should be using the app. You're missing out on all the great deals. Well, I don't really know that there are any great deals that I want to take advantage of before 8 o'clock in the morning. So, that was another little incident this morning. I'm kind of flying through these this morning because there's a lot of stuff to talk about here this morning. Again, phone lines are open if you want to break in at any time because we took the phone calls right up until 10 o'clock yesterday morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So if anything is of interest to you that I'm talking about, and boy, I'd find that hard to believe at this point, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Okay, we've done the McDonald's bit. Last night, I went out and had dinner. It was a good night to do it because the weather was kind of shoddy last night with the snow. It was kind of a wet snow. Wasn't really an icy snow, but a wet snow. So I went out and had dinner with somebody at Bob Evans last night. And here's something that happened. We decided to get breakfast food. Now, I got a nice omelet, very good, had some home fries, banana nut bread. I even had a piece of apple pie a la mode for dessert. It was all very good. Bob Evans, delicious, no problem there. But the person I was with ordered, now hold for it here, I should have known this when we went to Bob Evans, ordered gravy. Now, you know, when the gravy even came to the table, even as it approached the table, I knew there was trouble. Because there is just something about gravy. It's one of those things. It's right there with fruitcakes and I'm trying to think if there's a peanut butter. I'm not a big fan of peanut butter. But I think I have a bigger aversion to gravy than I do to peanut butter. But when that gravy showed up on the table, you know, there is just no, it doesn't look appealing. There's no way I would ever taste it. It doesn't smell good. I don't know. I don't understand the appeal of gravy. Now, again, you're speaking to somebody who does not like gravy. So I can understand why I might have this feeling. But why would somebody want to do this? You know, we're in this health craze. You know, it's the first of the year. Everybody wants to be healthy. Everybody wants to live forever. Everybody wants to be in shape. And you're eating gravy? I mean, what is gravy? It is flour and grease. Flour and grease. Now, is this really the health food that we all aspire to eat to help us with our health and our well-being and our weight loss? And our longevity. I don't understand it. But people knocking back this gravy like nobody's business. And as the gravy was on the opposite side of the table, there was one point in the meal where I actually looked over at the gravy. And I don't want to say it was a look of disgust on my face, but it certainly was a look of, why would anybody eat this? What is this? Why? Why is basically the question. W-H-Y. Why would anybody want this? Other than that, it was just a wonderful dinner. Had a lot of fun with the person I was with. But, you know, the fact that they ordered gravy, it was just a whole thing. I don't know. Couldn't you get some nice eggs and bacon? Or maybe a nice order of pancakes with some blueberries on them? Or some waffles or you know, an omelet like I got. Gravy? Ugh. Just not my thing. But other than that, the dinner was great. It was a nice night to go out and have dinner on Tuesday and just relax and have a good time. Not a whole lot of people there last night. I think the weather probably kept people away. And it was also a Tuesday night. That's not a big restaurant night. But my anti-gravy campaign continues here on the morning show. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay. So now we've done Bob Evans and McDonald's and gravy and all of those fun things. Well, of course, the Groundhog is coming up Friday. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of excitement surrounding this whole Groundhog thing. I can't tell you how many people have asked me who the Groundhog is. Now, I'm going to tell you, I really have not told anybody. The only two people who know who the Groundhog is are myself and the person who is the Groundhog. So, here we are about 48 hours away from Groundhog Morning, and I still have not spilled the beans. And you know, accidentally, I could easily spill the beans, accidentally say the name or use the wrong pronoun or whatever. It could easily be done, but I have not done this yet. And I've been asked by several people, and we've had a lot of great guesses. We've had, yesterday we had Ted Williams, we had Michael, who else? No, we had Ted Williams, Willie Nelson, Bob Nunnally, Carrington, Bozo the Clown. We've had a lot of guesses. Matt has been guest many times. Sean was guest at one point. Weasel Boy was guest at one point. So a lot of guesses on this Groundhog thing on Friday. So we'll see what happens, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Now remember, the fun kicks off at 8:15. Now we're going to be outside from 8:15 until 9 o'clock. We're only going to be outside for the first hour. And what will happen is, Chad Clark will be there performing live from 8:15 till 9 o'clock, songs off his new country music CD. There will be some kind of food there. I'm not exactly sure what it is yet, but there will be some kind of food there. Mary Ellen Withrow will be there, ready to sign the prediction into fact. Bob Welsh will be there with the pizza. The pizza, again, is how we get the weather prediction, in that the groundhog will pick a piece of pizza. Under half the slices of pizza, it will say early spring. Under half the slices, it will say six more weeks of winter. So Bob will be there with the pizza and also the plaque to give to the winner. If anybody does guess who the groundhog is, Chad Clark will also have two tickets to his show coming up in April. At the palace for the winner, if they can guess who the groundhog is, if somebody guesses who the groundhog is. So we've got all that going on. Now, Carrington will be there, Linda will be there, Sean will be there, Matt will be there, Pastor Craig will be there. We all will be there for this. And then what will happen is, now I can announce this now. How many of you have seen the peanut butter jelly truck? We all love the peanut butter jelly truck. Well, at 8:45 a.m., the peanut butter jelly truck will arrive at the studio with the groundhog in it. See, our groundhog does not come from a den. Our groundhog comes via the peanut butter jelly truck. Now, what the significance to that is, I don't really know, but I think it's entertaining to see the groundhog arrive via the peanut butter jelly truck. So, the groundhog will arrive at 8:45 via the peanut butter jelly truck. The groundhog will approach the piece of pizza and pick the pizza. Under the piece of pizza, the forecast will be revealed. Mary Ellen Withrow will sign the forecast, and then we will reveal who the groundhog is. And I'll tell you, there hasn't been anticipation like this since the Watergate scandal. We are looking for who is Deep Throat. This who shot JR? That's what this really is all about. Who is under this groundhog suit? Now remember, I gave some hints yesterday. I said, number one, the person is most likely known beyond Marion, and in some cases, known beyond Ohio. I also said, once the head comes off, you're going to know who it is. Now, it might take a minute, but you're going to know who it is. And also, there is kind of a backdoor tie to Marion with the groundhog. So all of those things go into the groundhog. Now, does anybody have a guess at this point? Because we're about 48 hours away. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, you?
Doing wonderful.
Okay, can I put another guess in for the groundhog?
Go right ahead.
Opal Covey.
Oh, Opal Covey. Now, you never know. She could be in. Did you enjoy her Friday night?
I was kind of disappointed.
Oh, really?
You didn't have her sing.
Well, you know, she said early in the conversation that she was not in singing voice. You know, she had that miracle in her bathroom on the commode.
God, I feel like she holds you in such high regard and you're so esteemed in her eyes that if you would have just twisted her arm maybe just a little, she would have belted out the old, what is it, a song about a cat?
It's a song about, yeah. Well, I think so. I think it's a song about it. You know, actually, when she sings, I kind of turn my ears off.
That's just wrong.
Polly. I mean, it's something about Polly.
Yeah, Polly, Molly, where did Dolly go?
Now, see?
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get some words down, and I'll sing it for you.
Well, isn't it a great song? No, but I felt like I shouldn't push her, because she had that miracle in her bathroom where the water started to run because her commode was full. And, you know, I really just didn't, I didn't feel like I should push her.
Well, when you snap the head off the groundhog costume Friday, and it's her, I'll drive by in the bus and ask her to build it out for everybody.
Now, do you feel the anticipation?
I gotta go, Scott, but I'll be tuning in.
Okay, tune in. There's a large anticipation for this groundhog, let me tell you. Okay, Opal Covey now, I guess. Any other guesses as to who the groundhog might be? 740-751-4038. It's only 48 hours away. You know, I have great excitement for this, to be honest with you, because I know who it is, and I think it's going to be very interesting, because for the head to come off of this groundhog and see this person under there, as I think I've said this at one point, if you wrote this down in a sentence and you said blah, blah, blah was in the groundhog suit, I don't think people would believe it. I think they'd think, well, how did that happen? So if you have any guesses or anything to say about the big groundhog event, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. Now, we're getting a message from our friend Mary here. One of Jeff's favorite meals is homemade sausage gravy. I know people love the gravy. I am just not one of them. People can make it all day long. I don't think it's a very complicated thing to make. So, I understand that people like it. I just don't. And I think there, it's just, when I'm at a table with somebody who's eating it, you know, I can survive that. But it's just not even remotely, it doesn't even remotely look like something that I want to eat. That's more what it is. But so it goes, as they say. Again, any guesses on the groundhog? 740-751-4038. Now, I got to tell you, when it comes to this groundhog, it's kind of fascinating because I never really saw our event as an event where people came to it. Now, if people want to come to it, you're more than welcome to come to it. I wouldn't tell people not to. Now, remember again, we'll be outside from 8 to 9, but it's not really that type of thing. I mean, if you want to see who the groundhog is and maybe you want to meet the groundhog, feel free. You can come out 8 to 9. But it's interesting because at 9 o'clock, we've got to run back in the studio to get on the air with whoever the groundhog was. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Are you still taking guesses?
We still are.
Well, I'm going to change Mary Ellen. Okay. And I'm going to go with, I don't think you can get Governor DeWine. So I'm going to say Colleen Marshall.
Colleen Marshall, you know, that's not a bad guess. We've had...
Well, I have another one. He's that newscaster from Marion, and I can't think of his name. So I'm just going to go with Colleen Marshall.
Now, are you anticipating Friday morning to find out who this is after we've talked about this for so long?
Yes, but I haven't heard your... you've given, I think, certain things, when you call it... who it is, and I couldn't listen yesterday at all.
Here's the clues. Well, basically what I just said earlier, the person is known outside of Marion, and in some cases they're known outside of Ohio. There is an interesting tie to Marion, although it's not an obvious tie. The person, when the hat comes off, when the head comes off, I think people will know them, but once they realize who it is, they definitely will know them. And I don't think anybody will guess it for whatever reason. Those are the hints that I've given.
Well, I'll have to hear the hints again, but then if I'm thinking like they're outside of, is it Ohio or Marion?
Well, I'll tell you, they're located in Ohio.
I was going to say Harding's grandson. I think, I don't know if his name's Peter or what, but that wouldn't qualify, so.
No. Jim Blessing,
I'll
no.
I'll just leave, I'll leave Colleen now until I think about it, but, and stuff, but.
Now, are you going to stop by Friday morning and get some of this food and see who the groundhog is? We're only going to be out there for the first hour.
So you're going to be outside.
Yeah, just out back. We'll be out back of the building just for the first hour. After that, we're going to go inside.
And what time? After 8?
Yeah, 8:15 to 9, we'll be outside. And Chad's going to perform some music, and the groundhog is going to be brought there by the peanut butter jelly truck.
Well, I have to go have blood drawn, and I was going to do it, you know, this week. So I might see, but... I don't know. I might just stay in the car. It depends.
Well, that'd be, I mean, you'd see the whole thing.
It's very far away, yeah. But I might if I'm out.
Yeah.
But mostly I don't, do any of that stuff. But I'll have to hear the clues again because I thought for sure it would be, what's her name? Mary Ellen. And then when you I thought, no, it's not her. And then I thought, well, Colleen Marshall. So. But I'll have to hear it again, and if you give more clues, I'd think. But I don't know when Colleen's on. If she's on of a morning news or evening news.
No, she's on at night.
At night.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe you'll give more clues, and then I can think of somebody else. But everything. So.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. It's coming up quick.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Okay. Goodbye. Hey,
thanks. Bye. Bye. All right, again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Another guest this morning, Colleen Marshall. Possibly the groundhog. You know, I'm trying to think of another hint that I could give. I mean, we've still got another morning here to take guesses. Another hint that I could give without totally giving it away. I mean, there are certain hints that I think would totally give it away. I think I've given some pretty good hints here, to be honest. And remember, you'll get two tickets to Chad Clark's show at the Palace Theater in April. And also some kind of food. We'll give you some kind of a food prize. It's going to be a lot of fun Friday morning. And like I said again, if people show up, good. If people don't, we'll tape it. There'll be a lot of us there that morning. I'm sure there'll be a lot of pictures and a lot of video of it. But obviously, if you want to meet the person, you've got to be there or see them take the head off. But I think it is going to be interesting to see the peanut butter jelly truck drive this groundhog up to the spot where the pizza will be sampled and the weather prediction will be given. You know, if you were trying to explain this to somebody, it would be very difficult. It would be very difficult to even remotely explain how you could do this. It's very difficult. It'll be a miracle if we pull it off on Friday morning. There's a lot of stuff going on. You got the peanut butter jelly truck delivering the groundhog. You've got plaques. You've got people performing music. You've got Mary Ellen there. You've got a lot of people from the station involved. It's a whole big thing. But once all that's done, at 9 o'clock, we'll all be coming back in the studio to interview the person who was the groundhog, and we'll learn how that all happened, and we'll learn stuff about them, and that'll be fun. So a lot going on. I also believe James Anderson will be there on Friday morning, and he'll give us some groundhog information, so we are somewhat of an informative program on Friday morning. So there we go. And I talked about it a lot yesterday. People seem to be bent out of shape about the whole groundhog thing in regard to people still using the real groundhog. You know, whatever happens, happens on Tuesday or Friday morning. Why do I keep thinking it's Tuesday? It's not Tuesday. We'd already be done with it. Friday morning. Whatever happens, happens on Friday morning. And, you know, I'm sure we'll all survive. I'm sure we'll all be good come Saturday morning. So, big day Friday, and we've got all kinds of other programming Friday as well. Pastor Craig will be on at 11. The Exchange Club will be on at 12. Study His Word will be on at 1. I'll be on with Carrington, Matt, and Sean that night, 8:15 to 10 p.m. So we've got a whole litany of programming on Friday beyond the groundhog. But again, if you want to put your guess in, feel free, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But a lot of interesting guesses here. Opal Covey, Colleen Marshall, Carrington, Bozo the Clown, Ted Williams, Bob Nunley, Matt, Carrington, George Kasotis was guest at one point. A lot of guesses for the groundhog, 48 hours away. You know, it'll be happening exactly, it's 8:41 right now. Almost exactly 48 hours from right now, it will be happening. The unveiling of the groundhog will be happening. You know, I really think this puts this whole solar eclipse into perspective. I don't think the solar eclipse is anywhere near what the groundhog is. I think that whole solar eclipse is taking a backseat to the groundhog. But again, that's just my opinion. But again, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. I'm probably biased when it comes to that. But I think there's much more anticipation when it comes to the old groundhog. All right. What else is going on here? Okay. Well, you know, yesterday I did a little rant at the end of the show. And my rant was something I'd been holding in for 2 days. But it seems like everybody wants to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and the big Super Bowl coming up here in about 2 weeks. Now, here is what I was trying to elucidate yesterday. What I was trying to elucidate yesterday was, okay, here's the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing. I think that there is no doubt in my mind that the NFL wanted them in the Super Bowl. Because when she goes to the games, the ratings go up. The jersey sales have gone up 400% for Travis Kelce since they started dating. They're on the cover of magazines. Everybody loves to talk about them. It's just big, 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 big. So how do you make the Super Bowl bigger than it already is? Well, of course, you put that team in the Super Bowl, and you put Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. And just to show you that this is a big deal, I hate even using these terms, but it's how it's being portrayed, is that the right-wing politicians, Republicans, and nothing wrong with being a Republican, but it seems as if all of the Republicans seem to be angry about this. And apparently, it's because they believe that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are going to endorse Joe Biden. Now, just to prove I'm not making this up, if you haven't seen it yourself, I pulled up some headlines this morning from legitimate publications. These are not internet sites. Rolling Stone: Trump allies pledge holy war against Taylor Swift. Now, that's the post in the Rolling Stone. Trump allies pledge holy war against Taylor Swift. Okay? Where are some other of the... New York Times. Here you go. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, and a mega meltdown. Okay? CNN. Right-wing media figures target Taylor Swift with absurd conspiracy theory. CNBC. Trump allies ramp up attacks on Taylor Swift ahead of the Super Bowl. Now, here, I'm not telling anybody how to do their business, but, you know, I don't know if I would be attacking Taylor Swift if I was a political party. I don't know that she's done anything yet that would constitute that. And this whole thing, does anybody know there's a football game going on, that the Super Bowl's going on? Have we forgotten this whole thing? Somebody asked me yesterday, do you think that she's going to propose with, or he's going to propose with his Super Bowl ring? I heard that yesterday. The Super Bowl is, forget the game. The game no longer matters. Now it's about conspiracy theories. Now it's about, is there going to be a proposal? Now it's about, is she going to be there? Which she is going to be there. That was a big story yesterday. Why does, what is it? What is going on with this pair? And I hate to say this again, but people who think that this is just some kind of love affair and isn't this great and la-di-da, no. And clearly it's not. As I said, on Sunday, when the Chiefs won their game, the big story Monday in the USA Today, was it that the Chiefs won their game? No. What was the number one story? Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift kiss on the field. Now, why is that a thing? Something's very strange about this whole thing. It's just bizarre. And I'm telling you, the Super Bowl is going to have astronomical ratings because of all this. Because people are going to see, is she going to endorse Joe Biden? Is she going to get proposed to by Travis Kelce with a Super Bowl ring? How is she going to come to the game? I was reading yesterday where the clothes that she wore to the game last week, that the person who designed those clothes now has a deal with the NFL. So this idea that they're of equal importance is completely wrong. And by the way, all the pictures on those news stories I read this morning, CNBC, Rolling Stone, NBC, New York Times, all those stories, there's a picture of Taylor Swift. There's none of these. The one in the New York Times does have a picture of them kissing, But you can't even tell that Travis Kelce's in the picture because she's got her hand on the side of his face. But you can certainly tell it's her. So you know who the star is in this couple. Now, once again, I will say this as I said it yesterday. Is he a good football player? Well, of course he is. Does he need her financially? Probably not, but it's certainly helping him. But would he be, in all of these stories, would he be as covered as heavily as he's being covered without her? Not a chance. Not a chance. And does that help him? Yes, it does. So, everybody can say that he's of equal importance. He's not. And is this all really about some love affair? Well, I just think that's naive. Maybe they do like each other. I don't know what the heck they do. But, again, if you really wanted to keep this a secret, it could have been done. Don't rush down on the field and kiss somebody after the game's over. Find a box where the windows are blocked out. So, I don't understand this whole thing. Okay, we're getting a message here from Mary. People love fairy tales. Takes their mind off of all the other crummy stuff going on in the world. I think that's right. I think people want to believe in fairy tales. I don't think they're are any fairy tales. Now, I hate to be like the douse of cold water here in the morning, but this is the story that will not die. And honest to goodness, and I'm not picking on Fox News. I'm not picking on Fox News at all. But I saw not just one show. I saw five clips. I saw Hannity. I saw Judge Pirro. I saw... Oh, there were at least three others who were attacking Taylor Swift and asking her to become a conservative. I mean, this is no longer about a football game. This is she going to endorse Joe Biden? Is Travis Kelce going to propose with a Super Bowl ring? Which we don't even know if he's going to win it now. Maybe that's a foregone conclusion at this point that the Chiefs are going to win. I have no idea. I just don't know what it is. And I'll tell you this, I hate to say this, but when this comes to an end, and all things do come to an end, when this thing comes to an end, he will get nothing out of it. He will go back into whatever obscurity he was once in. He'll be a football player. He'll just be another football player. And she will continue to make $1 zillion. And she will continue to have her followers. Her followers will probably turn on him. She will write a song. It will probably be the most successful song of her career because everybody has followed this goofy thing. And there you have it. Now, here's why I don't think it's true love. Two reasons. Number one, I think true love, I think that's like the groundhog. I think it's a little fairy tale. You know, like if you see your shadow, you're in true love. If you don't see your shadow, no true love. That's number one. And number two, why does she always date high-profile people? I mean, if you were going to pick somebody to date, an NFL star? I mean, seriously? There's nobody else on the planet you could date? I mean, how did she even meet this guy? I think she was watching him on television. So, of course that's going to do your career well. It seems like she always dates these high-profile people. Then the relationship ends. Then she can write her song. Because who's going to buy a song about somebody you don't know? Well, everybody knows the football player. And I'll tell you, if everybody doesn't know the football player, they certainly do by the time she's done with them. So I guess if you still believe that there is some kind of true love, you know, I am okay, believe in that, but I don't think this is it. You know, this is one of those things, you're the one and I've never met anybody like you before. I'm sorry. And when this ends, I will have to come on and say I told you so. Now, see how bad that's going to be. So, does anybody have anything to say? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'd love to hear your opinion on this. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, but it's getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand at this point. And I don't know why. I'm confused. Usually we find out who's going to be in the Super Bowl, then there's a two-week layoff, and then there's a Super Bowl. Now, it's all about a singer. Now, albeit a singer with apparently tremendous power, astronomical power at this particular point. But we're going to take the phone call and come back to this. I can't even see straight. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. First of all, what are you talking about this morning?
Did you just tune in?
A little bit ago.
Okay. Well, we're talking about who's going to be the groundhog on Friday morning.
I know. Who is?
Well, I can't tell you.
Oh. No. I was listening to you about Kelsey
Yes, I'm having a little rant this morning on this.
Okay. Here's the deal.
Okay.
What are you talking about this morning?
That clearly this why does everybody care?
Listen. But why are you talking about it?
Well, what would you like me to talk? I got 2 hours to fill every morning.
Because Scott, it sells. It's entertainment. They're famous. And it's okay. That's what they do. I mean, why do you care if they're dating? And people apparently do because it's selling. You know? I don't know why you'd be upset about it.
Oh, I don't care. I just have 2 hours to fill every morning.
You do care. You do care.
No, I don't. I really don't think I do.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's like, it's something to talk about. People are interested.
It's an interesting point to talk about. Turn on Fox News. It's all they're talking about right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
if it's good enough for Fox News, it's good enough for me.
Okay, but first of all, like, do you even know how they met?
No, I don't. So that shows you how disengaged I am in this whole thing.
Right. So a friend set him up. So there you go.
See, why do we even know that?
I saw it on the Today Show.
See, that's what I'm saying. Why is the Today Show covering how two people met? Don't they have real news? Isn't there a war going on?
Listen, they are famous people.
I understand that, but what I'm saying
is... It's okay. But you know what? Bottom line is, it sells.
Right. Oh, I agree with that.
Do you not agree with that?
Oh, that's what this all's about.
Okay, so that is what the media does, right?
Right, but the media didn't create this.
They need to sell. I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah, but the media did not create this problem.
I didn't say they created it. I say these two people are dating. So what?
Well, stop. You know what? Don't send your mother on television, which his mother was on television. Don't go to the games and be in a... She can afford to be in a box where the windows are blacked out. Don't run down on the field and kiss somebody.
Why should she have to? That's the point.
Because when you are named the Time Magazine Person of the Year, and you are probably the most famous person on the planet right now...
Did she do that?
No, but you have to be aware of it.
She didn't do it. These publications did it. They wanted to sell. She hasn't done anything. He hasn't done anything.
I'm not saying that Taylor Swift has done anything, but I am saying that because she's famous, she would not walk down the street alone. Now, Did she cause that? No. But that's an affect of her fame. So again,
I don't think she's ever been able to walk down the street alone.
Okay, but this is an affect of her fame. She knows she's Taylor Swift. She knows people are paying $1 billion to go to her concert. She knows that people...
Yeah.
Okay, so when you go to a football game, you just can't be Joe somebody and sit somewhere and nobody's going to pay attention to you.
Right, and it's okay, though. Those boxes are there for a reason.
But they play
it
off like...
They rent those boxes.
But they play it off like, oh, please leave us alone. You know, why be so cynical?
They probably do want people... I mean, I don't know. But the problem... The thing is, you're famous. People know you. She has... But she's been in the news. Because she became a billionaire this year.
We've got a hard break coming up here. We're going to take a 15-minute break. We'll come back and talk more about this. Stay tuned and call back in if you have more to say. Back in 15.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
How much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs.